Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours, and Saturday night, high Saturday around 70. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Keep our weather app handy. It'll turn windy and sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air pours into the area. Sunday's high temperature may only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s. Monday morning's low, maybe 26. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. And education, infrastructure, and the quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and County leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
guys, welcome in the News and Views Friday edition underway. We got a special guest in the studio. Carolyn is here as she is on Fridays. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon. Each and every day, Monday through Friday. I got Seth Spotlow in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Seth is probably our biggest fan, Jack.
Is that a fact?
Of yours.
He's your biggest fan. It's not
he's
mine.
He's saying that because you sit next to me.
He didn't even like me.
No, you're great, man.
No,
you have great
no. Teeth. He doesn't even like me. It's a Jack Campbell thing.
No.
He said he contacted me, Jack. He said, what do I have to do to sit next to the great Jack Campbell?
No, he didn't.
I said, you got to come in on Friday.
Excuse me.
I even made a video.
Huh?
I even made a video. She made a video and sent it to him, and I was like,
I saw it.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, I sent it to him.
Oh.
I sent it to him. I said, Jack, he's your biggest fan. He's your biggest fan. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. You guys sometimes hear Seth Spotlow during the Joey Clark Radio Hour on what particular days?
Wednesdays, Fridays, whenever. He lets me.
Whenever he lets you.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, beat him down again.
Yeah.
Like, Joey's on the radio, like, 13 hours a day.
Yeah, man.
Maybe 14. Joey is on usually, like, 5 consecutive shows.
And he's pretty obnoxious about it.
Well, I would be, too. They only let me on one show. All right.
I have something to say.
Oh.
We ran into a fan last night.
Did you apologize?
No.
Did you take him to the hospital?
It was Gary G.
I love Gary G.
I know.
He commented on my Facebook post and said, mm-hmm. I can't remember what he said about you. It was polite, though.
Yeah.
Where did you run into Gary G?
At dinner.
No, that's what he said. He said he ran into you at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He said you and your sidekick. I'm assuming your sidekick is also in the studio.
Yeah, I've really ruined her reputation over the years.
Carolyn used to have a fine, pristine reputation, and then she started hanging out with Jack Campbell. And
I have a friend, a liberal friend, who's in Austin right now, and I gave her the name of a good barbecue joint, and she said, thank you, I'm so excited. The only drawback is that buffoon in the White House has the LBJ library closed. Of course, he kept Bush and Reagan's open.
Good.
Oh, I think that's hilarious.
Good. Is that true, though? Are Bush and Reagan's presidential libraries open?
This is a big liberal Democrat.
Well, but that means they're probably factually challenged.
Well, maybe so.
Have you seen very many liberal Democrats that get the facts right?
No. Honestly? Seth, are you a conservative?
Are you a liberal Democrat, Seth?
You can't have, I'm just kind of here.
Oh, you know? Seth, no. Yeah. Sounds like a liberal.
No. See, I'm out in left field somewhere.
Are you?
Yeah.
You way
yeah.
out there?
What would our friend Henry say?
Well,
gross. Oh, I get it.
Joey's teaching me, okay?
Joey's teaching
yeah,
you what?
Yeah, because I know nothing.
Oh.
I am a
blank slate. So you listen to Joey for politics?
Yeah.
Oh, Seth, we got to talk. You'll be an anarchist. I mean, come on. You can't listen. Joey's a nice guy, but, I mean, his politics are a little suspect.
Mm.
I don't know, though. Sometimes I agree with young Joey. Joey, I'll say this. How old are you?
35. Yeah.
You're old enough to know better.
I should, but I don't.
You're old enough to know better. No, when I was young, I had a strong libertarian bent. As I got older, I recognized the wisdom of some form of regulatory authority. You know, yeah. Now the question we all ask ourselves is how much regulation and this and that. But you know, when I was really young, I kind of wanted the no regulatory authority at all. You know what made me kind of switch?
What?
I'm a big fan of the Plains and Southwest Indians. Big fan of the Plains and Southwest Indians. They didn't have any governing authority at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who always had all the stuff? The guy with the biggest spear.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. The guy with the biggest spear, the meanest, nastiest guy of all. The guy who would cut open your bowels and feed your intestines to you while you were alive. And that guy won. Always.
I could see how.
It was a libertarian paradise. It was also a hellhole.
Yeah.
One of the worst civilizations you could possibly imagine. So I kind of started thinking, well, how do we prevent the disemboweling of people for relatively modest crimes? And I came up with the American experiment isn't too far off of pretty good. Anyway, we don't need to talk about disemboweling people, Carolyn. People are enjoying your coffee. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. One thing we can talk about, Jack Campbell, I've got theme music for this story. Stop me if you've heard it.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here.
Theme music for this story.
Why John Denver?
Well, I like this version better than the Mamas and the Papas or whoever else sang. Who else sang it? Who? Peter Paul and Mary. Yeah, Peter Paul and Mary. I knew it was one of those groups.
At least I didn't ski into a tree.
Did John Denver?
No.
I thought his plane hit
a
tree.
That was Bono.
Yeah, Bono. That was Bono. Not Bono. Bono. Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bonehead.
Bono. One of the greatest... This is why I elected Donald J. Trump. I'm telling you, things like this are why I voted for Donald Trump. In the middle of the government shutdown. You guys know the story. I don't have to repeat the whole thing. But Donald J. Trump postpones Nancy Pelosi's congressional delegation, which was headed to Brussels, Egypt, and ultimately Afghanistan, so she could play it off as probably like an hour in Afghanistan, so she could play it off as some sort of go visit the troops mission, when the reality was it was a sightseeing tour and a PR tour. She wanted to go around the world and bash Trump and talk about how horrific he was. And the absolute fantastic, fantastic thing is Donald Trump knew about this days in advance, but he did not cancel the trip until she was at the airport with all of her luggage and all of her delegation on a bus getting ready to board the plane that was set to take off at 3 o'clock. Now, you know, if a plane takes off at 3 o'clock, you got to be on the plane by like 2:30. And Donald J. Trump sends a letter at 2:20 saying, Madam Secretary, we're going to have to postpone the trip because it wouldn't look good during a shutdown with 800,000 workers not getting it for you to go on a worldwide PR tour. Oh, man. This is why I voted for Donald Trump. This is why. I like these tactics. Jack, have you ever been on a congressional delegation?
I have not.
I haven't either. I didn't even know such things existed until a few years ago.
Really?
And it didn't dawn on me.
They go all the time.
Well, I know, but I didn't know there's like an official way to do it and who paid for it and how they got around. I had no idea any of that kind of stuff. You remember, you don't remember. I had a client who used to head up congressional delegations. That was his job. He was in charge of putting them together and all that kind of stuff. And he was the one that kind of explained how it all
happened.
You mean
decided who got to go and all that?
Yeah, no. But
planned the trip.
Planned the trip.
Okay.
Yeah. He almost started World War III in Russia and got fired. I don't know exactly what happened. But they were on a tarmac and there were guns pulled. I do remember that part.
That's always settling.
Yeah. This would have been about 10 years ago or so. And he was explaining this to me. So I said, "What? Tell me about this congressional delegation process." And basically, they have these unlimited expense budgets. I mean, basically unlimited expense budgets. Your Congress critters. They're up there in Washington, D.C. They can go anywhere they want to go. They just schedule it. They get Air Force transportation, all the meals and liquors paid for. And then they go. And they're off. They're gone. Like a fart in a whirlwind. They're just out of here. Can't find them. Shut down, doesn't matter. They're gone. So I do appreciate Donald Trump doing this. I do appreciate it. Guys, it's Friday. Jack Campbell, the rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn.
That's why Seth wanted to come on Friday.
That's why I'm here.
He said, I don't want to come on Monday through Thursday. There are too many rules. Marilla, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I want to educate Seth a little bit. I used to be, I guess, kind of apolitical. I kind of leaned Democrat just because I was in college. I don't know. You know, you were kind of this one issue. I was for environment. So, but as I got older, I got educated, and I can make it very simple. I've heard it explained very simply. Republicans want you to have more of your money to do with it what you want, and more of your time and more of your freedom. Democrats want to regulate, and they want to take all of your money because government knows better what to do with it than you do.
You get that, Seth?
Yeah, I get that. That sounds terrible.
Marilla, I could give a simple explanation to make Republicans sound terrible, too.
Yeah, well, you know, either party is perfect.
I'm not going to take this position. I'm not taking this position, but I'm going to articulate it for pedagogical purposes for our young friend Seth here. Seth,
Yes.
Democrats want you to be able to do what you want with your body and love who you want to love, and Republicans want to try to restrict you and control you. Hmm. See what I'm saying, Marilyn? When everything gets distilled down to a soundbite, it's really, really tough. It's really, really tough.
Well, okay.
I'm not taking all these positions. I'm just telling you. It's tough. Hey, Marilyn, I got to run.
All right.
I appreciate it. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Seth Spotlow, Carolyn Shaggin' Phones. Call her. She's nicer than we are. 272-9228 will put you in touch with her. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Guys, welcome back in. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Wake you up a little bit on a Friday morning.
Woo!
Nothing like Rob Zombie with your Wheaties.
Thundercat 65.
First CD I ever owned, Jack.
I'm surprised it wasn't your laugh.
No, I got this and Cypress Hill at the same time. We had a brand new CD player at the house. First tape I ever owned was Appetite for Destruction. Dynamite tape. All right, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. This hour of the program, you guys know this, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen got those award-winning pizza pies, two convenient locations, great wine menu, 16 beers on tap, specials, lunch specials every single day, appetizers, desserts, and so much more. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, when you get that hankering for something delicious and comfortable, get over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, we'll give you a little bit more about the lunch menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. The rules on Friday, Campbell.
There ain't there.
For those who don't know,
Seth, do you know what the rules are on Friday?
Oh, I know.
What they are?
There ain't none.
Ain't nairn. New people have trouble with this when they come up
I'm
here.
Sorry, 84 has he done got on me.
Okay. It's like, ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
How do you spell nairn?
N-A-I-R-N. Nairn.
That's all right. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Nairn.
I guess I'm opening my mouth too much.
Never won? Nairn? Is that where it comes from? Nairn?
Nary a one.
Nary a one.
Nary a one. Nary a one. You ever heard that expression?
No. Nary a one.
He has now. That's interesting to me. Where were you born, Seth?
West Virginia.
Well, your mother's also your sister. I get it.
I am my own uncle.
Pretty cool.
We'll have to play I Am My Own Grandpa. Seth, that hits too close to home. Jason, you're on the air.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
You're not calling here to be all serious, are you?
No, not really, but okay. Especially not now because I learned how to spell Nairn.
Yeah, so, exactly right.
I'm super excited.
Everybody can go home for the day.
I didn't know until like right now. So if for no other reason, I appreciate today's show for that.
Well, good.
Because now I know how to spell Nairn.
Problems solved.
Hey, but I did call based on the previous call. I think we have to be a little bit honest when it comes to Democrats and Republicans. Both, they're all crooks. But it seems to be, depending upon what side you're on, you're willing to say, well, nobody's perfect, but let's be honest, most politicians are out for self-interest. And
you know, Jason is relatively new to the program, probably in the last year or so been calling, right?
Yeah, about a year.
He has picked up on something that lifelong watchers of the political process have not yet picked up on. It's no longer Republicans versus Democrats. The great thing Donald Trump has given us, if he's given us nothing else, if he gives us no wall, if he doesn't repeal Obamacare, the great thing he's given us is he's taken off the masks of all of the politicians, all the globalist corporatist whores up there in Washington, D.C. He's taken off the mask, and you can see that it doesn't matter if you have an R after your name or a D after your name. The question is, are you a globalist corporatist whore or not?
I think we knew that beforehand, though.
We did, Jason. But 125 million voters didn't know that.
Yeah, I think certain people, though. I think sometimes it's easy to be blinded because you can. I mean, we don't even have to take it national, right? We can look at the Roy Moore situation here, right?
Oh, we have globalist corporatist whores here. Jack, you want to start naming them?
He had an off.
One of them just got a job at API as the new policy director. Jack's going to get a kick out of this when I tell him who it is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to tell him now. API. I don't want to step all over your call, Jason, but I'm just foreshadowing. Uh-huh. That's something we in the radio biz do, Jason. We foreshadow.
You foreshadow?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, that's my little two cents, but Jack, thank you very much for the spelling lesson this morning. I appreciate it. I will use that going forward.
All right, Jason. And, I appreciate you.
Jason, what are the rules on Friday?
There ain't nair.
That's right. Thank you. Our number 272.
Who's the new hire?
9228. Do what?
Who's the new hire?
Senator Phil Williams.
Oh, dear God. God almighty.
I was sitting in the back office downstairs.
God almighty.
By myself. There was no one else even in the room. Nobody on that side of the building.
And you yelled out.
Oh, I yelled out an expletive. It started with holy and it ended with...
Yeah.
Rhymes
yeah.
with truck. I mean, I went, holy! And then I look around, I was like, I'm back here by myself. State Senator Phil Williams, Director of Public Policy for the Alabama... Policy Institute. Mark, you're on the air.
I guess he can't practice law now that he's not in the Senate.
Yeah, well, he can't get any consulting clients.
Right. He's not in the Senate. That scalawag.
Mark, you are not a scalawag.
Got your Teddy Tidbit for the week.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Baron.
Hold on. Something just dawned on me. Stop. Stop the press. Stop the tape. I didn't realize this, Mark. But Seth Spotlow, who is joining us, is our third wheel today. Is the voice in the Teddy Tidbit intro.
Oh, he needs to add my name to that little...
That's right. We need to get it recut, because it's actually Mark doing all the Teddy Tidbits, not me.
Yeah, and I love it when he calls, because I'm like, hey!
Hey! I get to hear myself on the radio. Hey. All right, let's do it again, Mark, and then the floor is yours.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
All right, hit me with it, Mark.
Well, last week we talked about some of Theodore Roosevelt's, soiree into the civil rights and race relations of the country, but a good thing he did is when, you might have heard this, Minnie Cox, who is the first black female postmaster in the country in Indianola, Mississippi, was fired by the citizens there because of their racial discrimination. He closed down that post office in Indianola and made the citizens go 30 miles to get their mail.
Good for Ted.
Until they hired her back, and he continued to pay her when she was not the postmaster.
Good for Teddy. Good for him. You know, that's Trump-esque.
That's awesome.
That's Trump-esque.
Yeah. It's very much so. And Trump,
if they had planes back then, he wouldn't have let that bitch fly on him either.
He would have let her get to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Whoever fired the girl in Indianola would not have been flying anywhere. He'd have let her get to the airport and then grounded the flight.
But and he sent his attorney general down there and to Indianola because she was receiving death threats. He sent the attorney general down there to prosecute anybody that was threatening her. And he made them travel 30 miles to get their mail because
good on
he felt
Teddy.
Like they didn't do right.
This is fast becoming my favorite segment of the week. Mark, I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you sending me to David Ernest last week.
Yeah,
he helped me out.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm glad our sponsorships work out for you. Thank you,
y'all. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
I have a mental picture.
Yeah.
Of Nancy Pelosi schlepping her bags, dragging them behind her on rollers,
hold
you
on.
Know,
oh,
like 40 cans of hairspray in her bag.
Even better, after the flight was grounded, they take the U.S. Air Force transport back to the Capitol. The congressional delegation gets off. Trump has all of the bags that were on the bus set on a cart, like a skycap cart, and sent to Nancy Pelosi's office, and they're just sitting in the hallway outside of her office. There are pictures of all these, like, 25 bags on skycap carts outside of the office. They probably had to go buy skycap carts.
How pissed do you think she was?
Not pissed enough. The budget standoff is going swimmingly.
Yes.
William B.,
good morning. The learning just never ends.
No, not on this program.
I'm telling you, I learned how to spell Nairn. I have actually been to Indianola, Mississippi, by the way. But
did you get any mail?
No, I didn't get any mail there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just passing through. But I learned that Seth is from West Virginia.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
Man.
What part of West Virginia?
Buchanan.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of nowhere.
You know what a girl from West Virginia says first time she has sex, right?
What?
Get off, Daddy. You're crushing my cigarette.
Oh, will you be?
It wasn't cigarettes. It was dip.
You're crushing my Copenhagen can. I'd like to give a shout out to the homeschool group that's visiting today. I'm just kidding. They are at the firehouse across the street, though. And I was supposed to give a shout-out to the group and the firemen because I have been told by various people around town that the fire folks and the police officers like listening to the program.
Really?
They good taste.
They've got great taste.
Yes.
They got great. Who hung up? Randall?
No.
Yeah. Come on, Randy.
Man, I went Wednesday to Baumhauer's and didn't even see him.
He wasn't even there?
He wasn't there. He said he got halfway, got scared, and left.
No. Randall doesn't get scared of anyone.
No, I don't think so.
Randall has never had a frightened bone in his body. Much like Tom over at Penny Earn Concrete
Technologies. You'll think of it in a minute.
What?
Just like Tom.
Just like Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He's never been scared of a job. He looks at a job, he says, that job's not too big. That job's not too small. That job is just right. Every job is like the Goldilocks of jobs when Tom Latham is involved. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearned.co. PennyEarned.co. You can find them on Facebook. That's the best thing to do. Get on the Facebook page and look at all those pictures. Polished concrete, brushed concrete, decorative, stamped. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's not scared of a concrete job. He's the Randall of concrete. Can I say that? All right.
You just did.
I did. Call him. 284-9292. More Seth, more Jack, more Baron, more Carolyn answering phones on the other side of the break.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes are right around the corner. For today, mostly cloudy, a mild day with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy tonight. There could be a shower late tonight. I'm talking about after midnight, wee hours of the morning, with a low temperature 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, high Saturday around 70. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Keep our weather app handy. It'll turn windy and sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air pours into the area. Sunday's high temperature may only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s. Monday morning's low, maybe 26, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Again, my friends Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service want to come out and give you a fair, honest, reasonable estimate on your tree needs, whether you want to take a tree all the way to the ground or below, or you want to trim it up, get it looking good, make sure the limbs don't fall on anything valuable. Tom and Augustine Duncan can handle that and more. 328-2484, that's their number. 328-2484. I don't know why my mind's having trouble with phone numbers today. I almost forgot Tom Latham's number over at Penny Earned. I'm in a fog?
Brain fog?
I'm distracting you.
Seth's good looks have gotten to me.
Yeah.
328-2484. That's how you get in touch with Tom and Augustine Duncan. 15-plus years in the business. Not a chainsaw in a truck. These guys are pros. These guys are pros. You ask around town, everybody in the business knows Tom and Augustine Duncan, and they know they do a good job. They're honest, upstanding, get the job done right. The price is always right on the money. So give them a call, 328-2484. Check them out on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. They got some pictures of what they can do. They got some pictures of why you need them, though. Because if you if you don't call them, you might have that tree laying on your roof or your car or something else. So, 328-2484, Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Randall.
Good morning, good morning.
I'll call you Randy if you keep hanging up on us.
Well, you know, that's what they call my daddy. So if anybody that great could be called Randy, I wouldn't mind it. You know what I mean? So, hey, Jack, let me tell you, that man sitting beside you, he was there. He goes to a place where we got to get the boats out. The boats. What's the name of that place where you do all the jokes at?
Oh, you GTA.
Oh yes, Jack. I'm telling you, that's where we got to go hang out, man. That is a
is there,
that
is there a
good
big
place.
Well of potential voters at GT South Gaming Tavern?
Well, it's the ones that you need to turn the tide. You know what I mean? No, they are just as far left as he is. You know what I'm saying? So, and you got to change him, and changing is on the way. I can tell it. I mean, he's already listening to you already. So, I mean, you can't get no better than Seth. I mean, listen to that voice. I mean, it's almost like great. I mean, it's just smooth and chocolatey, and I mean, you can't get no better. But I'm gonna tell you, that boy is funny, Jack.
You need a heavier quilt, Randall?
Huh?
You need a heavier quilt?
Not yet. But I'm saying he's into places that most of people don't go. You know what I mean? That's regular folks. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
You don't.
I do. Right, well, I'm far from regular. Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you, they have got this place I went to. I can't. I'm not. They need to become sponsors. All I can tell you. Anyway, Jack, I love you, man. I don't know why I've been thinking about you so much here lately, but I have.
Now he really needs a heavier quilt.
Yeah. And it's Friday, and you said let's have fun, so let's have fun.
Thank you, Randy.
I don't know why my phone cut off a while ago because what I called about, I done forgot. But anyway. See y'all. And it's Friday, so I guess I can call back, right?
Oh,
ain't gonna be no.
Yeah.
You're gonna do it anyway, so go on.
Keep calling. All right, maybe chocolatey.
Yes, maybe I can think of why I called.
We're not
I really
smooth
had
and
a good
chocolatey, Jack. We're like a salt. Yeah. We're like a salt
no.
solution.
See, you don't have to write. Y'all don't depend on y'all's voice. I mean, y'all come with it. You know what I mean? Y'all give us the stuff that everybody else is scared to tell us. I mean, y'all ain't scared about y'all's car blowing up. I mean, you know, everybody else, you know.
The hell we're not.
You should see the acrobatics I do to get in my car after it started. You ever tried to start a car standing 12 feet away from it?
Yes.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Be like,
I got a golf club for a reason hanging out of the back window.
I know y'all do. Hey, but we really appreciate what y'all do for Montgomery and what y'all have done. Y'all have changed Alabama, and I mean, and everybody knows it because everybody listens. and all right, we'll see y'all. All right.
Thanks, Randall.
Randall's like our hype man.
Yeah, everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have a hype
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
You can't have an entourage without somebody in there being like, yeah, word.
Yeah, and
what
it doesn't
up?
Have to make sense. He's
no.
got to be in it.
That's right.
Like, for gotta real.
Be, just got to be excited.
Yeah, just got to be pumped at words and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was a great clip years
Who
ago.
Who pulled his chain?
There's a great clip years ago of Allen Iverson doing an interview. And he had like four or five people standing around him. And Allen Iverson's mom was behind him. And she kept going, AI! AI! That's three right there. That's AI! I just remember thinking, I don't think Allen Iverson needs a hype man. I think he's already made it. I think he's already made it. Someone who may need a hype man. I'll be honest with you. I have heard this person's name before. I have never heard any music from this person. I have never seen this person. I didn't even know officially what genre this person was in, but I knew it was in the entertainment industry. But in a profane tirade, apparently rapper Cardi B demands Trump in the shutdown. So I got on I saw this headline and I thought, who is Cardi B? I've heard the name. I don't know anything about her. So I got on the Instagram and saw Cardi B's meltdown about Donald Trump. I don't even think she knew who Donald Trump was when she started the meltdown. I'm pretty sure her agent told her, look, Cardi B, we're going to get you some headlines. Your tour sucks. You know, your sales are down. No one's playing your music. The girls are, the little teeny boppers are moving over to Nicki Minaj or somebody else. You got to tighten it up. We're going to have to go anti-Trump. And she probably said, who? Because you should have, I can't play it because it's so foul and profane. But if you, I will do my best to read it. How about that? I just want to remind you that it's been a little bit over 3 weeks. She didn't have a clue. She looked like she's reading a cue card. Trump is now ordering federal governments to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about how Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah. Hold on. I got to get my button ready. Yeah. For health care, so your grandma could go get her blood pressure. And all y'all could go get your checked out by the gynecologist with no problem. I know y'all don't care because y'all probably don't work for the federal government and y'all probably don't even have a job, but this is serious. There's nothing like Cardi B telling me that I should care about something I don't care about. I mean, if I wasn't concerned before, oh boy, am I now quaking in my boots. Our country is a hellhole right now. All for a wall. And we really need to take this serious. Not seriously.
Not seriously.
Not seriously. We need to take it serious. And we really need to take some action. Honestly, I'm scared. That is Cardi B cleaned up a little bit. Cleaned up a little bit.
Well, I mean, who would care what she thinks?
That's my point. That's my point. Just like when Taylor Swift wandered into the... are you hot, girl? I mean, I can turn the air on.
She's kind of middle-aged.
Hey.
I'll hit him for you.
Don't you talk about my girlfriend that way.
No, dude, I won't do that. I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn it down, Carolyn. We're going to get to 68 in here. Is that cool enough for you? All right. No, I think it's just like when T. Swift got into the Phil Bredesen, Marsha Blackburn race. I just think sometimes someone tells them.
See,
that this
you're
is the
weighing
right thing
in. To you're weighing in on it.
What do you mean weighing?
Calling her T. Swift.
I like T. Swift.
You don't know Cardi B, but you know T. Swift.
I know two T. Swift songs. The one about the "You Belong with Me" and "Shake It Off." I don't know any other T-Swift songs.
Let's play them. Let's play both of them at the same time, you big old fan.
Play them at the same time. I didn't think that's where you were going when the F came out of your mouth, you big old fan. I was like, whoa. It's FCC regulated airways, Campbell.
I'm so tired of being dumped. Just in anticipation of what I might say.
I didn't touch any buttons.
Got close.
We'll be back.
You start no fight. Cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. And I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power load. TNT. Watch me explode.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear.
Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, just another whore with a lot of money.
We talking about Jamie Dimon at City at J.P. Morgan? What are we talking about here? Are you talking about T-Swift?
T-Swift.
Well, if you don't know who Cardi B is.
I don't. I'd heard the name, yeah. Honestly. And the only time the way I first heard the name was in like some parody skit of her. I know who they're talking about. But now I know. Baron Coleman, Jack Campbell, Seth Spotlow in on a Friday. Carolyn Shaggin phones. Your call's welcome. 272-9228. 272-9228. I have gotten one compliment on the bumper music today.
Woo.
That happens when you play Judas Priest and AC/DC. I mean, Rob Zombie.
White Zombie.
White Zombie.
Yeah.
No, that was pre-Rob Zombie.
Yes.
That's just White Zombie.
Yes.
Now he's Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
I'm glad you make that distinction because I didn't really thought of it much.
Yeah,
I thought White Zombie was basically just Rob Zombie.
No,
yeah,
whole different thing.
Every now and then, Jack Campbell. Every so often, it turns out rushing to judgment is not a great thing.
Really, Baron?
Every now and then, turns out rushing to judgment is not a great thing. I on this radio program, this very radio program. Took heat from one Larry G. You remember that?
Yes, Baron. Why are you bringing
this
back
up? Well, because he was upset over the police shooting up in Hoover at the Galleria Mall. And I said, I think they should release the tapes. We don't know what happened. And if it turns out that they shot an innocent man, that's horrific and they need to be held accountable. But we can't know that until then. But I do understand their desire to not release the tapes and get out in front of it. I read the AP this morning, Jack Campbell. Testimony, man shot by Alabama police, held gun over victim. This is the AP story by Jay Reeves. A man killed by police who mistook him for a suspect in an Alabama shopping mall on Thanksgiving night was standing over a shooting victim with a gun drawn moments before he was fatally wounded, testimony showed Thursday. Details of the video surrounding the police shooting of E.J. Bradford came out during a hearing for Aaron Brown, 20, who's charged with attempted murder in the gunfire that preceded the killing. A state police investigator, Pete DaCosta, testified under defense questioning that surveillance video showed Bradford standing with a gun after Brian Wilson was shot and wounded at a mall in Hoover. Within moments, police shot and killed Bradford, whose death sparked days of protests. Now, here's my question. If you're standing there with a gun drawn, are you protecting the victim? Like, stay away from the victim? Like, whoever shot him, stay away?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking, too. Or are you pointing the gun down at the victim? Like, get up and I'll shoot you again?
I hope not.
Because that's a problem. Those are two different sets of scenarios. Roosevelt Poole testified that two groups of men met up at the mall near a shoe store after Bradford sent him a text message asking about their location. As the groups came together, Poole said, Bradford shook his hand. About the same time, a smiling Wilson punched or slapped Brown in the face. Eric Parker testified he saw Bradford move forward about the same time and appear to be pulling out a gun as shots rang out. People scattered after the gunfire, and Parker said he heard more shots as he fled, possibly the sound of police shooting Bradford. Police shot Bradford three times in the back of his body. A medical review released by the family found. Attorneys for his parents have portrayed Bradford as a good guy with a gun. But an attorney for Brown argued that his client fired in self-defense after a confrontation sparked in part by Bradford. And his quote was, if they put on the evidence we hear today, the grand jury isn't going to indict him, he told the judge. This is an interesting case. At some point they got to release the tapes, right?
Oh, they got to.
Because if there's testimony that he's standing over a victim with a gun, who's he pointing his gun at?
He's got to be.
Is he pointing the gun at the victim?
Like, hope not.
Like, move again and I'll shoot you? Or is he pointing the gun at the people shooting, saying, you shoot again, I'll shoot you? This is an interesting case.
Very confusing.
I withhold judgment still. Because I don't know. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do is for everybody to hold their fire, quite literally in this case. If everybody would have held their fire the first time, he wouldn't even know these people's names. But if everybody would just hold their fire and sit back and wait for this thing to unfold, we might learn something. It's possible E.J. Bradford is the innocent person that I think most of us believe he is. It's possible, though, he's not. And if he's not, well... then there's a lot of protesting about nothing up in Hoover.
That video is going to tell everything.
I think so. I think the video will be awfully telling. Apparently, there is surveillance video showing what happened. Why we haven't seen it is frustrating. It's frustrating. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack, as the shutdown wears on, Trump has gained 19 points with Latino voters during the border wall shutdown.
Really?
Surprise you?
No.
Surprise you?
Yeah.
Really? Surprised me. In an early December poll, Trump's approval rating among Latino adults was 31%. It is now 50%. He was negative 33% in early December with Latinos. He is now positive 4%, a 35-point swing among the Latinos.
Ooh. I imagine those polled are legal citizens.
Well, they're supposed to be the only ones voting.
Yeah.
Legal Latinos. He has lost ground among white people in the meantime. He's gone from 50 to 40 among white people. He's gone from 19 to 11 among blacks. But 50% among Latinos. I hate the word Latino. I hate it.
What word do you like? Hispanic?
Hispanic. If you ask the Hispanic population, do you prefer to be called Hispanic or Latino? They say Hispanic.
How do you know this?
I've seen polls.
Have you really?
I have. I will produce them at some point during today's program.
I believe you if you're saying that with certainty.
Oh, it's certain as anything I've ever said.
I don't know, but I'm going to ask.
I lived in Texas for a long time, and we always called them Hispanics.
Yeah.
There didn't seem to be any problem with that word. There you have it.
Anyway, I'll find it. I'm looking it up. I can't look it up and talk at the same time. It seems so Latino. It seems like you're talking down to him.
Makes me think Cuban.
Latino?
Yeah. I don't know for some reason.
Latin America?
Where do you come up with this, Seth?
I don't know.
Cuban?
It's just...
like you hear Latino, all of a sudden you want to smoke a cigar?
Yeah, for some reason.
Eat some rice dishes?
No, well, that's Hispanic.
Drive a 55 Buick?
Yeah.
I do want to go to Cuba. I genuinely want to go to Cuba. I heard it's beautiful. I know some people that have been there, and they said you just can't describe the beauty and the weather and the surreal experience of standing on Cuba. Like that is surreal, especially if you steeped in the history and the politics of it all. The experience of getting off the plane and realizing you're in Cuba. It'd almost be like being in North Korea, as far as I'm concerned. Man, what a surreal experience that would be to walk out and realize you're in North Korea.
Ooh.
That would be surreal. You know, Dave Mowry's been in North Korea, Jack. He said it on the show one day.
Really?
Yeah. His father was stationed over there, and there's a room you can go in, and there's a conference table, and half the conference table's in North Korea, and half the conference table's in South Korea. And he ran around the conference table as a kid. Like, into North Korea.
Ooh.
He lies when he drinks. And
he drinks a lot. So you're saying it's possible he's never actually been in North Korea?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Jeff Sessions' jokes in Alabama the other day about being fired by Donald J. Trump.
What'd he say?
He was talking about he was talking about Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. Oh, I got an interesting phone call last week about Attorney General Steve Marshall.
A poll?
No, an interesting phone call. I'll have to explain that during the break. Sessions said, I'm really proud of Steve, the work he's doing, the office team he's building, the future that this office has, a great office. Do the right thing every day. Usually things will work out, Sessions was quoted as saying. He then raised his voice to a higher pitch and spoke a little softer into the microphone and said, but not always.
There are exceptions.
You didn't do the right thing, Senator. That's why it didn't work out for you. I don't think he did the right thing. I don't know.
I don't either.
And then the story goes on to recount the frustration between Sessions and Trump. What was the other T-Swift song? You belong to
Don't
me.
Don't look at me.
You started this, Campbell. This one. You know this one?
Oh, I don't listen to this stuff.
Oh, you do too.
You got like 15 girls, man. I know why you like
you
this stuff.
You listen to this stuff. I have 3 girls.
I have 1 and she's 2 and she listens to stuff that I listen to.
God help her.
She's rolling down the street listening to Korn.
And she's a Slipknot kid, man.
5-finger death punch.
Yeah.
All right. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Don't forget about our friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot has put together one of the great small businesses in the entire River region. I mean, a really, truly... I think they've been there like 20-plus years. These people are incredibly, incredibly talented what they do over there at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. She's just got an eye for what works and what doesn't. There's only 200 vendors in there. And you say only 200 vendors. That's a lot of booths. But, I mean, if you think about it, she's got to manage who gets in and who gets out. And she does a remarkably good job of making sure the people that are there are constantly having their booths full and decorated and looking good. You just got to go in there. You got to see it to believe it. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, you've seen nothing like it. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Big announcement coming up in February. Stay tuned. Keep your ears open and your eyes peeled. And we'll tell you in this space exactly what's going to be going on in February. David, if you'll hang tight, we'll be back in a minute. It's approaching 10 o'clock rapidly, Campbell. We've got to get out of here.
Can we come into something else?
Other than Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Probably. Slipknot.
We'll next back. Thing you'll want to play is Ellie Goulding.
I don't even know who that is. She like Cardi B.